Good afternoon. I call House Judiciary Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. The time is 5:19 p.m. We are meeting in the Max Grunberg Committee Room 120 in the Capitol Building here in Juneau. The staff assisting us today is Shelby from the Juneau LIO and Sophia with House Records. The following members present is Representative Gray, Representative Carpenter, Representative Sumner, Vice Chair Allard, and myself, Chair Vance. We have a quorum to conduct business. We have two items on today's very efficient agenda, and that is to bring back House Bill 358, Prohibit AI Altered Representations by Representative Kronk, and then House Bill 107, Criminal Law Definitions by Representative McCabe. For our first item on today's agenda, the committee will bring back House Bill 358, Prohibit AI Altered Representations by Representative Kronk in its eighth hearing. So, Vice Chair Allard, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move amendment number one.
Object for discussion.
There has been an objection. This is my amendment, and after further conversation with the sponsor, I am removing the language related to the obscene child sexual abuse material and going with just the basic structure of the bill. Any questions? Do you maintain your objection?
I remove my objection.
Hearing no other objection, amendment number one has been adopted. So we now have House Bill 358 as amended before us. Do members have any final closing comments? Does a sponsor wish to make any? Thank you. Vice Chair Allard, do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that House Judiciary Committee move HB 358 version 33 LS 1272/R from committee as amended with the attached fiscal notes and give Legislative Legal Services permission to make all technical and conforming changes necessary.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 358 as amended has moved from committee, and we will continue on for our next work and we'll sign both documents at the end because I love this efficiency right now. Let's see. Next, we have House Bill 107 to bring back the criminal law definitions person life by Representative McCabe in its fifth hearing. Do we have any amendments today, Representative Sumner?
I will not be offering Amendment 1 or 2, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Sumner. There were no other amendments before us, so do we have any final remarks on House Bill 107? Hearing none, does the sponsor of the bill, Representative Gray?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can we be reminded, is the fiscal note that we had for HB 107 still applicable to the CS?
Ooh. Brief at ease. Back on the record, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My follow-up would be, I believe that fiscal note was indeterminate, and I just wanted a reminder for why it was indeterminate again.
Thank you. For clarification for the record, the answer to your previous question, we didn't get on the record, is that with the adoption of a committee substitute, there will be a new fiscal note generated. It is likely to be indeterminate because based upon the conversation with Department of Law on the record, it is not fully understood the impacts of this legislation.
Follow up? Madam Chair, shouldn't we understand the full impact of the legislation before we move it?
Representative Grace, oftentimes when it comes to criminal law, we can anticipate based upon past history what impacts may be. And we did not receive any further clarification from Department of Law.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Allard.
I understand the impacts, personally.
All right, would the sponsor like to make any closing comments? Okay, Vice Chair Allard, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the House Judiciary Committee move HB 107 version 33 LS 0482U from committee with the attached indeterminate fiscal note and give Legislative Services permission to make all technical and conforming changes as necessary.
Object.
There is an objection. Would you like to speak to your objection?
No, thank you, Madam Speaker.
And I'd like to let the record reflect we've been joined by Representative Groh at 5:24 p.m. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Can I ask the Chair to restate the motion? My brief version.
My apologies, Representative Groh.
No, I'm the one who's late.
I anticipated that you had a keen ear as you were moving across the room. The motion has been, there has been an objection to moving House Bill 107, and we are about to take the...
Thank you.
Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representative Sumner.
Yes.
Representative Gray.
No.
Representative Groh.
No.
Representative Allard.
Yes.
Representative Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative Johnson is not present. Chair Vance.
Yes.
4 yeas and 2 nays.
By a vote of 4 yeas and 2 nays, House Bill 107 has moved from committee. And our apologies for, we had previously scheduled Senate Bill 12, but because the day's calendar has been greatly amended, we will seek to take that up on Friday, if possible. So that concludes our business for today. The House Judiciary Committee will meet again on Friday, May 3rd at 1 p.m. to consider bills previously heard. I would ask members to make sure that they sign both reports. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect. It is 5:25 p.m.